Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guests, Herbert Marshall, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, today, Gracie has a luncheon date with her girlfriend, Tootsie Sagwell. We find them now at the Romany Village Gypsy Tea Room. Special luncheon, 45 cents. Tea leaves red.
Oh, isn't this place simply marvelous, Tootsie? So quaint, so gypsyish.
Yes, and I just love this gypsy food. Isn't it delicious?
Oh, wonderful. I've never tasted such corned beef hash.
My pink knuckles are divine, too.
Uh-huh. Pardon, madam. I am the Swami. Would the ladies care to have their fortune told?
Oh, Gracie, laugh.
Oh, I'd love to. How much do you charge?
Oh, there is no charge, madam. You have merely to order a cup of our gypsy tea, and I will read the leaves absolutely free.
Oh, wonderful. How much is the tea?
$3 a cup, madam.
$3? Oh, my goodness. We're lucky gypsies don't read coffee grounds.
Here is the tea, madam. Now then, I shall start with the fortune of the young lady.
Me?
Perhaps I should start with the pretty one.
Oh, well, I would have lost anyway.
Come on, Mr. Swami. Tell my fortune.
Very well, madam. I see a man in your life. No, wait. It is not a man. Yes, it is a man. What is it?
Well, isn't that wonderful, Tootsie? He sees George already.
Yeah.
And this man's name, it starts with a G.
Well, now that's uncanny. How on earth did you know?
The leaves are infallible, madam.
Oh, I just can't wait. Read my fortune now, Mrs. Swami.
Very well, madam. Oh, my. I see trouble for you in the future. It is something about taxes, I think. Income taxes.
Why, this man is amazing.
Isn't he, though? And I know he's right because there's a letter from the tax department sticking right out of your handbag.
Gracie, you know, you're so lucky you're married to George. You don't have to worry about income tax.
I know. Oh, gee, Tootsie, I hope you get married soon so you have a dependent, too.
Mr. Swami, what else do you see in the teacup?
I see someone coming into your life in the very near future, madam. It is a man.
Oh, that's nice. A man?
Yes, a handsome man, and well-to-do. He will cross your path soon.
Oh, Tootsie, isn't that thrilling? Isn't that wonderful? What's his name, Mr. Swami?
His name? I cannot see his name.
Oh, just tell me the initials of this handsome man.
Handsome man... H.M.
H.M.
I don't know any H.M., Gracie.
No, neither do I, Tootsie. Except, oh, gee, could that be possible? You, Tootsie Sagwell, ruling over all those people?
Gracie, what are you talking about?
Everybody bowing? Oh, no, of course I forgot.
Forgot that?
His Majesty is already married. George, put down that Western magazine and answer me. I said hello.
Oh, howdy, gal. Come into the corral and set a spell.
I wish you'd stop reading cowboy love tales.
But, sweetheart, it's the best magazine on the market.
Well, maybe so, but it's doing awful things to our married life. Gee, I'll never forget when I stopped at that perfume counter at the May Company. You said, you don't need that there stuff, gal. You already smell like a newborn calf to me.
Well, that's a compliment. Oklahoma Tex always says that to Lucy.
Oh, forget Oklahoma Tex.
Forget Oklahoma Tex.
Forget him.
I'm crazy about him.
You know, Tootsie Stagwell and I had our fortune told, and a dream man is coming into her life. Isn't that exciting? George, put down that magazine.
Yeah? Okay, I was listening.
Well, what did I say?
That you bought a new hat.
That's not what I said.
Well, it never missed before.
I said I'd been to a fortune teller.
Well, that's nice.
See, George, do you know any wealthy, glamorous, fascinating man whose initials are H.M.?
Yes.
Who?
Harpo Marx.
Oh, George, he wouldn't do. A girl couldn't be happy with a man who just sits there and honks at her. Anybody else?
H.M. Well, Herbert Marshall.
Herbert Marshall. Yeah, he's wealthy, glamorous, and fascinating. Yeah, that's he. Oh, thank you, George.
Gracie, what's this all
about? Oh, he must be the H.M. the fortune teller was talking about. The lover chosen by fate, the dream man.
He told you about a lover? A dream man? Gracie, I always thought that I was...
Oh, only a man like Herbert Marshall could make up for all those dull, monotonous years.
Well, Gracie, granted, I'm not...
Oh, George, you just don't realize that a girl can be starved for romance.
Starved?
Oh, it's marvelous, George, just marvelous. Well, I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to put on my very best dress.
Gracie.
And then I'm coming right down, and I'm going over to Herbert Marshall's house and fix up a date.
Gracie, come back here. Please come back. Gracie! Gracie!
George, I heard you yelling clear out on the porch. What's the matter?
Well, it's Gracie, Bill. She's leaving me. She said I wasn't attractive. She said I wasn't a dream man.
Gracie said that?
Yes.
Well, gee, and imagine those millions of people who think of her as a nitwit.
Don't be funny. My wife is leaving me for Herbert Marshall. Step aside. I'm going upstairs to break this up.
Oh, no, George. That's exactly the wrong thing to do.
It is?
Oh, sure. Now, let me tell you how a friend of mine handled the situation when his wife left him.
How?
Well, he put a notice in the personal column of every newspaper. And it said, "Darling wife, all is forgiven. Come home to hubby, and he'll buy you Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castile soaps. Pure as an angel."
Oh, Bill,
but George, it worked. It not only worked for my friend, but 10,000 other wives came home to their husbands. They did.
You're, Bill, you're worse than I am. Look, Bill... I'm going to talk to Gracie.
No, now wait, George. I don't say that plan will get Gracie back from Herbert Marshall. In fact, I don't think it will.
You don't?
Oh, no, you'll have to go further. You'll have to say that because Swan is purer than the finest Castiles, you can use it to help safeguard your hands when you wash dishes or do any other soap and water job that comes along. And those mild, pure Swan suds will really get your work done, too. Just put that in the personal column.
Oh, fine friend you are. Talking about Swan. And my heart is breaking.
Well, I'm sorry, George. And believe me, my heart is breaking for you. Breaking like a bar of Swan, which you know you can break in two with an easy twist of the wrist.
Out.
And use one half in the kitchen for your dishes and house cleaning.
Out. Gee, he drives me crazy.
And the other half in the bathroom for your hands and face or for your tub and shower.
Out. Gee, even Bill hinted that I'm not so attractive anymore. Maybe I don't smile enough. I'll bet very few people know I've got dimples.
Well, I don't know, Judge. Do you think you'll be impressed?
Gracie, are you really going through with this?
Well, yes, why shouldn't I?
Well, okay, before you go, answer just one question.
All right.
What's Herbert Marshall got that I haven't got?
Oh, well, Judge, look, I'm in a hurry now. Let's discuss that sometime when we've got the whole day together.
The boys and the Six Hits and a Miss woke up singing this morning, and what do you think they had in their mind? It was, "I had the craziest dream."
In my dreams, the strangest things
appear.
Do, 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 do. I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be, yet there you were.
In love with me.
I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you. And you didn't mind it at all. But when I'm awake, such a break never happened. How long can a guy go on dreaming like I?
If there's a chance that you care,
then please say you do. Baby, say it and make my craziest dreams come true.
Has rushed over to Herbert Marshall's house to inform him of his romantic future. She knocks at the door.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Marshall. Mr. Marshall, do you remember me?
Of course I do. You're Gracie Allen. How's, Oh, isn't that annoying? I know your husband very well, but I can't recall his first name.
Well, it's George.
Yes, yes, so it is. Imagine me forgetting good old George Allen.
Oh, Mr. Marshall, it's George Burns.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, son.
I guess you got George confused with my father.
Well, that is a possibility. Won't you sit down?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you remember me, Mr. Marshall. I don't like to ask favors of strangers unless I know them.
I see. You have a favor to ask?
Well, yes. I went to a fortune teller today, and he said you're Tootsie Sagwell's dream man.
Tootsie Sagwell?
Uh-huh.
Is that a woman?
It certainly is. Here, this is her picture.
I repeat, is that a woman?
Well, just think, out of 100 million men, the fortune teller picked you for Tootsie. Isn't that thrilling?
Blood curdling. But, Gracie, fortunately for me, I do not believe in fortune tellers.
Well, how can you say that? Why, a fortune teller once told my mother that she was going to take a trip across water.
And did she?
The very next day. Mm-hmm. She was scrubbing the kitchen floor and she fell over the pail.
Amazing.
But, Mr. Marshall, you were meant for Tootsie.
No, no, but Gracie.
Oh, you and Tootsie have so much in common. She's an actress, too.
Really?
Oh, really. At our club last week, she did an impersonation of Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh, please.
Oh, it was so exciting. The orchestra played the strip polka, and Tootsie came out, and all the men in the audience yelled, "Keep it on! Keep it on!"
Yeah, I can see their point. Now, Grace, I simply can't have a love affair with this Miss Sagwell.
You won't be Tootsie's dream man?
Frankly, I have neither the time nor the courage.
But, Mr. Marshall, there's a fortune teller...
Gracie, it would take more than a fortune teller to make me go out with a creature like that.
You'd need a more important reason.
I certainly would.
Oh. Well, then I guess I'll have to tell you the truth.
The truth?
Yes. I'll bear my shame. I hoped I'd never have to tell this to anybody.
Good heavens, what is it?
Well, I want you to take Tootsie away from George.
What? You mean George and this Tootsie?
Yes. Oh, please, please don't tell anybody, especially George.
Well, I can't believe it.
Oh, well, don't blame Tootsie. It's not her fault. George pursues her.
Mr. Bounder, how can you live with a man? He's a cat.
Yeah, I know, but he's the cat I'm used to.
Now, don't cry, Gracie.
Oh, dear. Nobody will help me.
Wait, Gracie, I'll help you. I'll do it. I'll make love to this Sagwell person if it'll save your home.
Oh, thank you. I'll arrange everything.
Now, goodbye, child. That beast doesn't deserve a sweet, innocent girl like you.
Yeah, I know. Goodbye.
Gracie.
Why, George, what are you doing here?
I followed you. What were you doing in Herbert Marshall's house?
It's a shortcut to, cut to the market.
A shortcut to the market?
Well, you get me so nervous.
Gracie.
Well, all right, I'll tell you. We just arranged a little date for tonight.
Well, that settles it. I'm going in there and tell that wolf
a finger. George!
Yes? Well, it's you.
You're darn right it's me. My wife was just here. Do you deny it?
Deny it? Why, of course not.
And do you deny you just arranged a date?
No.
But, as one friend to another, what's your opinion of a man who'd break up a home?
George, let's face it. You're a complete and utter stinker.
I'm a stinker?
Unquestionably. I've seen the woman who's involved in this affair, George. Is she worth all this?
She is to me. Why, there isn't another one like her in the whole world.
That I will guarantee. Don't be a fool, George. Give her up.
Never.
But look at it from Grace's side a moment. She's too nice to have her life ruined. She deserves only the best there is.
Brother, are you conceited?
Now, George, what do you see in this Tootsie Sagwell?
Tootsie Sagwell? What's she got to do with it?
Well, aren't you in love with Tootsie?
In love with Tootsie? No. I go steady with Boris Karloff.
But Gracie said she wanted me to take Tootsie away from you. That's why she arranged a date for us.
Gracie arranged a date for you and Tootsie?
Yes.
Oh, now I get it. This is another scheme of Gracie's to help Tootsie. You see, Tootsie is dying to get a husband.
Well, she's insane to ask for volunteers. She ought to try selective service. Anyway, this lets me out of the date.
Now, wait a minute, Bart. I can't spoil this date for Gracie. She'll never forgive me. You've got to go through with it.
But, George, look at that picture.
Bart, it's only one night out of your life, and it'll save my neck.
Oh, well, if it means that much to you.
Oh, thanks, Bart. I knew you'd do it. See you tonight.
You don't suppose Tootsie will make love to me, do you?
Well, she might.
Oh, murder. Now I know what a commando has to go through. Oh.
Well, Jimmy Cash has cooked himself up a mighty tasty arrangement of I Cared a Little Bit Less. And here it is, Okay, Jimmy.
Maybe I haven't a chance. Maybe you don't even care. Baby, is this a romance or a one-sided love affair? I wouldn't feel so lonely for someone I love and adore if I cared a little bit less and you cared a little bit more. I wouldn't cry my heart out for kisses I miss at your door if I cared a little bit less and you cared a little bit more. It all would be so simple. Care any less. Won't you care a little?
to be here any minute, Mr. Marshall. Aren't you thrilled?
I've got goose pimples, if that's what you mean.
Oh, I hear footsteps on the walk. She's here.
Now, Bart, act like you're glad to see her.
George, I'm as hammy as the next, but frankly, I'm not that good an actor.
Shh, here she is.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Well, I must say you're better looking than your picture, Tootsie.
Huh?
Oh, no, that isn't Tootsie. That's Bill Goodwin. You can tell them apart easily, Mr. Marshall. Tootsie's taller.
Oh, I see.
Bill, this is Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Oh, how do you do? Herbert Marshall? George, isn't this the wolf who's trying to wreck your home?
Well, Bill, it's all
right. Now, quiet, George. This is what friends are for, to handle these affairs of honor. Mr. Marshall, I challenge you to a duel with pistols.
Well, I better warn you, I'm the best pistol shot in the state.
Oh. Well, I challenge you with swords.
I happen to be an expert swordsman.
Oh. Well, I challenge you to find a purer soap than Swan. Women have long considered Castile soaps the standard of purity, and Swan is even purer than the finest Castiles. Money can't buy a purer soap.
Look, Bill, you don't have to worry about Herbert Marshall taking Gracie away from
you.
Oh,
George, I'm
thing.
Not thinking of you.
Oh.
You can find another woman, possibly. I'm thinking of the babies.
Babies?
What babies?
All babies, Mr. Marshall. Swan's great for bathing them. Because after all, if Swan is purer than the finest Castiles, well, it's bound to be kind to even a baby's tender skin.
Bill, Herbert Marshall bathes very few babies.
Well, all right.
Probably
but...
doesn't bathe over three or four babies a year.
Well, all right.
He and Ronald Coleman put together.
Well, all right.
And you can throw in Lawton.
But remember, if Swan is kind to a baby's tender skin, then it must be swell for anybody's hands and face, anybody's complexion, anybody's bath or shower.
Mr. Goodwin, a few moments ago, you were talking about a duel. What happened?
Duel? Oh, yes, forget it. I accept your apology. Well, goodbye.
Ah, eccentric fellow, isn't he?
Yes, we love him, too. Oh, goodness, I wish Tootsie would get here. You must be all on edge, Mr. Marshall.
I definitely am.
She's probably having trouble with the new makeup I suggested for her nose. Blue, green, yellow crayon.
On her nose?
Well, yes. I got the idea from an article on camouflage. Those colors will make a 16-inch gun fade into the background.
Believe me, Bart, it'll be an improvement.
This must be Tootsie now. Come in!
Gracie, darling!
Tootsie Stagwell!
Oh, Gracie, you said you had a surprise for me. What is it?
Well, here it is. Your dream man, H.M., Herbert Marshall.
Herbert Marshall? Oh, he's beautiful!
George, I think I'm about to faint.
Buck up, kid.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Marshall? I'm so glad you're mine, you lovely, lovely man.
Miss Sagwell, please put me down.
Do I have to, Gracie?
Well, Tootsie, I guess you'd better. Here, put him on the sofa.
All right, there. You comfy, Herbert?
Do you realize you're sitting on my lap?
Oh, sure.
Oh, George, turn out all the lights. I just know they want to snuggle.
No. I beg of you, don't turn them off.
No, leave them on. My dream man and I want to look at each other. Look at me, Herbert.
George.
Yes, Bart.
You may turn them off.
You're safer this way.
Miss Sagwell, you realize you're squeezing me very hard.
Oh, sure.
Well, I wish you wouldn't. It's rather warm in this room, isn't it?
Kiss me, Herbert.
Yeah, I'm getting warmer. George, is this house heated by an oil burner?
Yes, it is, Bart.
Kiss me, Herbert.
George, you should really cut your thermostat down to a temperature of 65 degrees. The government is asking all homeowners to do that in order to prevent a more serious shortage of fuel oil this winter.
Well, that's right. I'll do that. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, that's all.
Kiss me, Herbert.
As I was saying, you should put the thermostat as low as possible at night and leave it there until morning.
Kiss me, Herbert.
And keep it low in the daytime if the family is going to be out.
Kiss her, Herbert.
And never heat any bedrooms.
Kiss me, Herbert.
And you can save 10% of your fuel by drawing all your window shades and drapes at sundown.
Herbert?
Yes, Miss Sagwell.
That's enough courtship. Let's get married.
George, may I see you a moment, old man?
Sure, Bart. What is it?
George, you've simply got to get me out of this. That woman, and I use the term loosely, has a gleam in her eye that I don't like.
Well, gee, Bart, you're an actor. Make up an exit.
Well, I'll try. Oh, Miss Sagwell.
Yes, Angel Boy.
Oh, me. Miss Sagwell, before we go any further, there is something you must know about me.
What?
I have a past, Miss Sagwell. I have lived.
Is that all? Oh, it should happen to me.
No, you don't understand. It all happened when I was but a lad. What did I know of the city or its evil ways? Then she came into my life.
Who?
She.
Oh, her.
Yes. It wasn't my fault, I swear it. How was I to know there was anything more than harmless 7-Up in that glass?
Oh, she didn't.
You don't know her.
Who?
Her.
Oh, she.
Yes. Gad, how I hated myself in the morning.
Women are beasts.
Yes, they are.
Well, you'll never find a nicer beast than Pepsi.
Oh, Herbert, forget your past. All I want to hear are those three little words that'll tell me how you feel about me.
Very well.
Say them.
Goodbye, Miss Sagwell.
Herbert!
Mr. Marshall, come back.
Stop it. Herbert Marshall never had any idea of marrying Tutsi. And goodbye.
Oh.
There isn't any reason to cry.
I can't help it. I can't get a feller.
Fortune tellers are never wrong, Tootsie. Someday your H.M. will come along.
I won't even be here if he does. He'll probably throw me in jail on account of my income tax.
Oh, no, they won't, Tootsie. Let's see that letter from Washington.
Dear, I was just born under an unlucky star, that's all.
Tootsie, he's come into your life, H.M. The fortune teller was right.
Huh?
Well, look at the signature on this letter. Henry Morgenthau.
George and Grace, you'll be back in just a second. So all I have time to say is this. When you buy Swan, you not only get a soap that's purer than the finest Castile soaps, you get a soap that gives you all the suds you need for any soap and water job in the house, faster than other white floating soaps. Use Swan for the dishes. Use it for your hankies, hose, and undies. Use it in place of easily wasted package soaps. Use it in place of expensive toilet soaps. Yes, and use Swan knowing that it really is purer than the finest Castile. Well, here they are, George and Gracie.
Gracie, this is no time of the night to bother Herbert Marshall.
But this is important. Hello.
Oh, no, not again.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that poor Tootsie can't sleep a wink.
Well, surely I'm not responsible for that.
Oh, yes, you are. You left our house in such a hurry you forgot your derby hat.
Well?
Well, Tootsie's keeping it under her pillow.
Come on.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time, when their special guest will be that bad man of the movies, Akim Tamirov. Remember, Swan also brings you another of radio's top shows, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, over another network. Now, till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, hi, Swan, how about you? Good night.
Try Spry.
You'll find the baking you turn out fluffy and light. Try Spry. You're sure to hear your family shout, what a delight. For cake, pie, donuts, the things you fry. Try Spry. What's that you say you're going to try today?
Why, sure.
Try Spry.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.